WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks before Election Day, and both camps are making their last-minute pushes to voters. Donald Trump holds two rallies in Georgia. Kamala Harris will be in Pennsylvania.
Harris is again doing another media blitz, appearing tonight on a CNN town hall. It comes after Donald Trump refused their invitation for a second debate, but she will be back out on the campaign trail down in Georgia tomorrow, making her first appearance on the trail alongside former President Barack Obama.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. A stark message from the head of Boeing. CEO Kelly Ortberg says his company needs a fundamental culture change. That is, Boeing reports a $6 billion loss in the third quarter. Boeing machinists voting today on a new contract. Sales of previously owned homes slowed in September to the weakest annual pace in nearly 14 years, even as mortgage rates dropped and the supply of properties on the market climbs. Harvey Weinstein due back in a New York courtroom today on a hearing ahead of his retrial on sex crimes charges. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Madison police are investigating a death at a Westside grocery store. They were called to the Hy-Vee on South Whitney Way yesterday afternoon. Police say nothing appeared suspicious, but they're working with the medical examiner's office to determine a cause of death. And I might sound like a broken record here, but we are still at a high fire danger here in southwest Wisconsin. Nearly 75% of people here in Dane County are now affected by drought. That's a 60% increase just in the last week. This can have a huge impact on our agriculture. We have 125,000 acres of corn and nearly 72,000 acres of soybeans currently in a drought. That's just here in Dane County. And the crazy part is that this year is our second wettest year on record here in the county. Experts say extremes like this are a result of climate change. We can have a really wet year with periods of drought. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation, quarterback Braden Lock asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow, and I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. The wind will gradually decrease throughout the day. Tonight, clear and cooler, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 with a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. After that, a fairly sunny, pleasant weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Green Bay Packers historian Jim Rice.
And Busted Pencils will be exploring the idea of teaching more than dates and numbers.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Back in 2016, when I was a Bernie or Buster and didn't vote in the general election, I had the same reasons for not voting for Hillary Clinton. I made so many posts about how I was morally righteous for boycotting the election because Hillary wasn't progressive enough. Actually, that she was just as bad as Donald Trump. And you know what I don't see now? I don't see people looking back on the 2016 election and thanking people like me for my brave decision not to vote. And the reason they don't do that is because it wasn't a brave decision, and it wasn't the right decision.
Amen. Wow, wow, wow. That's music to somebody's ears. Let's hear it.
We lost so many rights, not just the right to choose, under Donald Trump's Supreme Court. And what we're dealing with is two more lifetime appointments. And both of the justices that could be up for reappointment are conservative. Of the worst justices we've had, quite frankly. And these people want to allow Donald Trump to pick two other conservative justices that will no doubt be just as bad, if not worse, and have 40 years of supremacy.
Wow. While
I pick somebody who's in their late 30s, early 40s for this job.
Yep.
Somebody who has decades left to live for a lifetime appointment.
Yep.
A lifetime.
She needs to turn down the radio in the background.
She does. Yes, please turn your radio down before you call again.
One of the things Kamala Harris is running on is Supreme Court reform. It's so necessary, I can't even... Supreme Court has put innocent men to death. The Supreme Court has taken our rights, not just our right to choose, but our right to have our rights read to us, our right to a fair trial. Everything they can possibly take from us, they have taken. Have been extremely active, and they are making our country even more of a corporate autocracy. Not be overstated how important getting more progressive judges in the Supreme Court is, for one, and for two, how important Supreme Court reform is.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Former Bernie or Buster.
Atta girl.
Thank you, and we welcome you. Okay, as does this guy.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buen día.
As you always say, again, you voted for Bernie.
Yes.
Jody voted for Bernie. You know, I hope that there's a lot of women like that woman who said, I was a Bernie. We keep trying to make that distinction. It's not Bernie primary voters. And I don't mean to use Bernie bro as a pejorative. What I'm talking about is the Bernie or bust, Bernie or die. Like this woman who, in her case, didn't vote. Right?
Yeah.
Some people voted for Jill Stein. That was the entire point of the Russian operation. That's what we're talking about. And so it seems like a lot of those folks have woken up like she has. What do you think?
I think I agree with Mehdi Hassan. I got in an argument on Twitter with a friend who's very passionate about what's going on in the Middle East. Understand his passion. Don't love what's going on there. But Mehdi Hassan points out the simple fact that it doesn't matter. If you vote third party, that's going to go to Trump, and it's going to be worse. For that issue in the Middle East and for all other issues. So my thoughts this morning is, like, Netanyahu knew that it was an election year. He knows he can do whatever he wants without impunity because it puts only Harris in the spotlight. What I tweeted earlier was that what kills me is that nobody has asked Trump or Kennedy or Musk what are their thoughts on the Middle East. They don't have to answer for that. Only Harris does. And I get that she's the, quote unquote, de facto incumbent. But I just find it interesting that it's all on Harris to say, this is how I feel about the Middle East. Trump has to say is like, I'm going to fix it.
I said yesterday, Carlos, honestly, I fear the Palestinian people will cease to exist if Trump gets back in.
Absolutely.
That's Netanyahu's plan. And that's Trump's plan.
Trump is the one that instigated everything that after him moving the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This was so provocative. This is what this guy knows how to gin up anger. That's what he's good at. So,
and by the way,
my thoughts on it are it's not fair that Harris has to be the only one that's caught in between two voting blocks and two voting lobbies.
And
so
also,
that Jill Stein looks like the winner.
There is reporting that he is actively undermining Biden with Netanyahu, which is illegal. And this, it's going to be, as I keep saying, 100% projection from Trump until Election Day. This damaged and Trump delivers tone-deaf rant on classified document leak. He professed himself outraged about mishandled classified information. Oh, my God. And meanwhile, his were in the better. Reports of deeply concerning leaked information about Israel's plan for retaliation against Iran. There's a lot of speculation. It's him. And it was done to damage the Biden-Harris administration. He said Israel's been seriously damaged and compromised by this. He said probably came from the Defense Department. Must find the leaker. Israel no longer wants to share documents with us. And who can blame him? He shared Israeli intelligence with the Russians in the Oval Office. Again, like, how much are we going to memory hole here? And also, like we were saying, clearly it's him. They're saying whoever it was trying to undermine the Biden-Harris administration.
It's coming from inside the Mar-a-Lago house.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Look at these documents, ladies. Aren't they great? This is Iran's nuclear secrets right here. And, aren't they beautiful? Now put them back in the bathroom. Don't use them to wipe. Okay?
You were talking about the religious hypocrisy. You threaded Trump. Grab him by the pussy. Immigrants are from whole countries. Punch them in the face. She's a vice president. Supporters. Jesus is Lord. Of one of the many areas of hypocrisy in this election, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just doing a post by Adam Conover, who, and of course the Rogan bros are going, wine more. He's talking about how Elon Musk was editing out tweets that weren't supportive of him.
Yeah.
Elon Musk changed the algorithms to force speech towards his. And of course he did. Of course, all these free speech warriors.
They did a study that most everything he posts is disinformation or misinformation.
Yep.
I mean, it's, And he is also a dancing...
He wanted to control this for the election year for Trump. I can't believe these people on the far left are not just like Thiel, or however you say his name, and Musk. All these billionaires that just want to set it up for them so they can manipulate people. All you need is white people who don't want to work for union wages and the world would be a better place.
Right.
It's just so scary.
Yeah, and by the way, you pointed out Pennsylvania was decided by 80,000 votes in 2020, and yet conspiracy theories resulted in election officials' families being threatened. That's Trump's playbook. Pennsylvania will go for Dems again, and Trump will gin up anger with his minions. I mean, on cue, today's story, Carlos, a man has been arrested in connection with three separate shooting incidents at the Democratic National Committee office in Tempe, as well as hanging suspicious bags of white powder from several political signs.
Yeah.
Tempe police said the DNC campaign office was first hit with gunfire in September. There was a story yesterday, Carlos, about political violence, and of course, every single one of the right wing ones, there was a racial element. Someone yelling N-word, someone saying black bitch about Kamala Harris. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it was what Giuliani put those two women in the spotlight, and now they're going after his property, which is great, in Georgia, right?
Can you... do we have moving on up? Oh, my God. It's time for you to break out your...
Wheezy!
He's literally has to give them his apartment in New York.
Yep. This spit all over this place.
Can I hear a Wheezy?
Wheezy! Okay. Get on over here! Oh, George!
Yes.
Yeah, and then the aforementioned Elon Musk, when somebody posts that Georgia's not going to have the elections by election night, you know, Pennsylvania's not going to have the results on
by design,
like, of course,
by Republican
never happened
design.
That way. Never in the history of elections have they had those results the night of.
Yeah.
So they're trying to gin up anger. Again, it's my other tweet today. If I don't win, it's rigged. They cheated. Imagine being in the fifth grade and playing tetherball against a guy. You want to play tetherball? Okay, if I don't win, it's rigged. No, F off. Get out of here, you baby.
You also threaded, so a con man flies from one of his palatial estates on his own private Boeing 757 so he can be driven in a loaded Suburban into a closed AC McDonald's set to hand out food to prepared customers that he's supposed to be the common man. Got it?
Yeah.
I mean, and any news organization that didn't report that it's closed, someone's like, I bet it's a lot more challenging to work at a McDonald's that's open.
And imagine the orchestration and all the use of Secret Service to set that up, as opposed to him just going, if you want to, like, rattle Kamala Harris for the McDonald's story, why don't you do it in person on the debate stage, one-on-one, instead of wasting all this money for a stupid photo op, because you don't have the B-A-L-L-S to go on stage with Kamala, head-to-head. Everything is too obfuscate and diversion.
To distract from you saying Hitler did some good things.
I want Hitler's generals. I really want them. Can we get a time machine and go back? Can I get that Goebbels guy, the Goebbelgate, what's his name? The Lady Gobbler?
George Goebbels.
George Goebbels, there you go.
By the way,
Jimmy Goebbels.
You retweeted someone that this is really a comment on the media, Carlos, and you are dead on this. Never forget, Robert tweets, not one Republican office holder who objected to Biden's victory has objected to their own wins on the same day, on the same ballots, using the same election systems. That has not been asked of all these Republican officials, including up to and including Vance, who keep saying to what they have not. How is it that you won? I mean, that question should be asked every time.
And the dictator himself said, we lost by a whisker. I don't think he meant to say it. He's like, oh, crap, it came out.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Kamala headquarters tweeted, your defense secretary and top general are warning that you are the most dangerous person ever to America. Trump, I don't respect them as soldiers. I never did. And Vote Vets just said, first, General Mattis is a Marine. 4 effing years as commander-in-chief, and you didn't even bother to learn the difference between a soldier and a Marine, you lazy SOB. Yep. Secondly, you have no respect for any troops and veterans, which is why you called us suckers and losers. I mean, in this latest story, Carlos, it's like the zenith of his disrespect of troops and racism. The whole, we're not going to pay $60,000 to bury a Mexican.
And then you get the evangelical Latinos for Trump, you know. It was probably the devil was speaking in tongues through him.
Really? Really? There's that guy? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, to your point, by the way, of vote counting, you retweeted James, who said Florida is able to count all its votes by election night because state law allows it to count mail-in votes as they arrive, which it be the way it is everywhere. But because of Republicans, state law in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin prohibits mail-in ballots from being counted before election day, so they can claim fraud and stop the counting, and now all these votes are fraudulent that are coming. It is absolutely by design, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have a fear that Kamala's not going to win. My fear is that January 6th was a trial. Mm-hmm. It was a trial run.
Yeah.
And that's all he knows how to do is say, you've been cheated, not just me, you've been cheated. You need to be angry and you need to fight and you need to fight this. And that's all he knows how to do.
Yeah.
He does not know how to win. He's failed at everything. Marriages, casinos, elections. A COVID response. He's just a failure.
I mean, and
that
this
gins up anger.
This is how the gaslighting is. This guy retweeted Cat Turd, who's the right wing. Mm-hmm. And he said, any secretary of state in any state who gets on TV today and says it'll take days to count the votes is a cheater, a traitor, and should be arrested. He knows damn well it's Republican policy to not count the votes. But this is how stupid they think we all are, that we it must be fraud because they're not done counting.
Yeah. I can't believe it. You just didn't look at that stage when Musk came up in Pennsylvania and he's leaping up and down. And it's like, there's 2 fifth-grade children up there. Yeah. These guys, and they are, I've said it so many times, they are sociopaths. Both of them have never been loved correctly, and they don't know how to love, and they have no empathy. All they see is, if I have money, I have friends. Give me your money. That's all they know.
Yeah.
It's so, I feel like I'm in a movie theater. The bad guys.
All these people. And Tim Walz is right. He is a dancing dip. Yes. That was my first garage band, the Dancing Dip.
Oh, I'm sure you had a lot of people in your
audience. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the chill we're desperately going to need in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
CB Distillery, it's the source we trust, right? Gummy Girl. Hi, Gummy Girl.
Hi.
Yeah. A tincture tot over there. How are you? Hi.
Hi.
Okay. I'm a relief stick girl. That's not dirty. It's beautiful, actually, because I overdo on my bike or hiking, you name it. And that stuff is like a magic. You can feel the medicine going into your muscles. It's not that stuff. You know the stuff that like makes it hot or cold? Mm-hmm. Just freezes it so you can't feel it? This actually, the medicine goes into your muscles.
You use that stick down to the base.
Must you take everything beautiful in my life and make
it
dirty?
Until it's all used up again.
Okay. If you struggle with a health concern, maybe lack of sleep, maybe pain after physical activity, maybe you just need a little more calm, change to CB Distillery. Over 2 million customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust here at the Stephanie Miller Empire. Shut up.
20%, such as it is.
20% discount. To get you started at cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie, 20% off cbdistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin. to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, Population 9000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Great to meet you. Hope you get my day. Oh, yeah. But what's puzzling you is what you're on my day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Coffee with Carlos.
Who retweeted, good morning.
Who retweeted Lara, who said, Saudi Arabia owns the 45th floor of Trump Tower. China owns the 21st floor of Trump Tower. Russia owns the 63rd floor of Trump Tower. MAGA Republicans don't want us talking about this on Twitter. I mean, it is the dumbest movie plot ever that he clearly has been a traitor and a foreign asset for I don't know how long. And
yeah.
By the way, you made the point, we were talking about the Bernie or bus person that said, you know, I made a mistake and blah, 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 is voting for Harris. You always made that point, too. You said, you know who wasn't Bernie or die? Bernie.
Right. Bernie.
You know who wasn't Bernie or bust? Bernie.
Yeah.
So the point of the Russian operation was to get, that's not calling Bernie voters names. That was the point of the operation, and it worked, is to get enough of them to stay home or vote for Jill Stein. In those three swing states.
I think it's because they're mistaken. You think you make a difference. You don't. We are, I've said it, we're worker bees. We got to protect the hive. That's all we do. We're not going to change the world. Voting for Jill Stein can't win. She can't legislate. It's just a wasted vote. And again, I use that sort of Viggo Mortensen. I want to vote for my conscience, which somehow portends that you are more moral if you don't have to choose between Harris. No, the most moral thing to do when the zombies are killing babies is to kill the zombies.
Yeah. So
that's what you do. You don't say, how can we get a cure for this disease? I don't want to participate in what's happening to the zombies because killing a zombie is still good. No, kill the zombie. Worker bee. Vote blue. That's your job.
The other story, you spoke out a lot about Brittany Griner, and Trump has even said we should have left her there. You know, they were like, oh, how come we didn't get Paul Whelan? So Paul Whelan has just credited Brittany Griner with her great help in getting him released from Russia.
Yes.
He says Brittany Griner provided great help to him by advocating for his freedom from Russian captivity after she was released. Within days of her getting home, she was talking to people about how they could support me, and she had people making monetary donations, sending cards, sending letters, offering all sorts of support. It's just this, you know, this concept of we. That we used to be we as Americans.
Yeah.
Right?
Again, you could have your disagreements with Harris. You could not like the Democrats. But at the same time, just tell the whole truth. Putin is a POS.
Yeah.
You know, Trump is a POS. All the people that enable him are POSs. That's pretty easy. That's fact. That's just fact. It's not conjecture. You know it. You see it. You saw January 6th. You see the way he lies. You see Republicans lying. See, the dogs agree with you. I'm getting
far away. Dog agrees with you.
Yeah, close up dog. Yeah, I just did translate it for them. But yeah, it's pretty. If you like dislike the Democrats, that's fine. But you have to admit it. There's clearly two choices in this election. Who can win?
Yep.
Kamala Harris, A, is the better choice, and she's going to win.
Thank you.
She's going to win.
29 minutes after the hour. Far away dog says Carlos will be right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The New Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Almost 50 people have now gotten sick from E. coli traced back to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. People have fallen ill in 10 states, including Wisconsin. One person in Colorado has died. And Denny's will be closing 150 restaurants across the country. The chain is known for never shutting its doors, but a quarter of its locations have not returned to 24/7 hours since the start of the pandemic. There are three Denny's restaurants here in the Madison area. It's unclear if any of them will be part of those closures. And we're getting into cold and flu season. That always means two things: drier air and extra hand washing. But for some, that can lead to eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, Aspyrus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
Tao says taking care of that dry skin is your best bet to help it heal and prevent further damage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A feisty northwest wind is whipping our high temperatures today down to just the mid-50s. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, we crash chilly. Falling into the mid-30s, it'll be a crisp start to the day. But under sunny skies, highs reach the mid-60s and rain rolls in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
Coming soon to the Overture Center, Late Night Catechism.
Some rulers lead by example. Others lead with a ruler.
I am a Roman general. All right, all you village people, sit up in your seat, will you please?
Late Night Catechism.
Are you putting on lipstick in my class?
Attendance is mandatory.
I'm wearing 30 pounds of gabardine here, huh?
Come for the laughs.
Don't miss Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center.
Get your tickets today at tickets.overture.org.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is back with public cervix announcement. We will wrap it up with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
It's on the Ad Council.
When Donald Trump came in, we gave over this playbook to them. And he, And but the point is, he ignored it. And 3 years later, a pandemic hits. Now, I want to really be fair on this, but I want everybody to pay attention. No matter who was president at the time, this was going to be a problem. This was a generational pandemic. People were going to get sick. People were going to die. We didn't have a vaccine right away. Businesses were going to have to shut down for a while. Travel was going to be restricted.
You know, Carlos, he went on, there was a number I hadn't heard before, but he said Canada had a 40% lower death rate. And, you know, I'm glad he's out saying it. If they had just followed the pandemic playbook that he left.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that that alone is not disqualifying for Trump, that 400,000 Americans are dead that did not have to be.
It's that same attitude towards the elections where I get to vote for who I want to. I get to do whatever I want. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. It's that type of attitude that prevents cooperation, right? Like, again, I've always said that the anti-vaxxers are saying the vaccines don't work. That's like saying we can't fill the bucket. Yeah, because you punched a hole in the bottom of the bucket. We'll never be able to fill it. So it's that type of attitude that has been instilled. You don't need to cooperate. You're an individual. The government is lying to you. The science is lying to you. This guy on Joe Rogan knows the answer, as opposed to all the other scientists.
Yeah, one more, President Obama.
If somebody tells you that this doesn't make a difference, having somebody competent, somebody who cares about you, who listens to ordinary people, who listens to people who are experts in these areas, if you hear somebody say it doesn't matter, it does matter. And at some point, it will make a difference to them.
Mm-hmm. Nicole in D.C., you're on with Carlos. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling because earlier you were talking about the Latino vote.
Yeah.
And bringing up, you know, do they not understand that he's talking about them? Like when he brings up about, I'm not going to pay for a funeral, right?
Right, for an effing Mexican. Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
And I think what a lot of white people, particularly liberals and progressives, misunderstand is they're like, don't they know how he views them? He views them as a person of color. He views them like as the other. And the reality is, no, because they don't view themselves necessarily that way. People who identify that way as Latino or Latina, remember, it's like on the form. It's like you're asked, are you Hispanic? Are you?
Right.
They view themselves often as white. And Italians, not many people know this, but like Italians, there was a time they were not viewed as white. They were viewed as a person of color, or like black. They had to go to court. Like, there are cases of Japanese people and Italian people going to court and saying, will you please declare me white? Why would you do that? Because if you become white, you move up the hierarchy. And people who come as immigrants to America are looking to move up the hierarchy, as people have always.
Yeah.
If you were a serf in England, you probably wanted to move up, but you couldn't.
Hear you, Nicole. I'm just so exhausted by him trying to fearmonger and divide us. And as Kamala Harris always says, like, his whole thing is about who can I beat down, not who can I lift up. And, you know, it'd be like, you know, Carlos, you know, I never use this word, but, you know, some of which people do it all the time, you know, call a friend of mine a fag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like me going, oh, well, I'm a woman, so they don't mean me. I'm a gay woman, so they don't mean me. You know, it's like, oh, well, I'm not Mexican, so he doesn't need me. I mean, where is our sense of society that you don't beat anyone down for, you know, for being different is the basic, right?
We can be divided among race, but divided among politics. What's the word? We're not a monolith, Latinos, right? Argentinian, Chilean, El Salvador, Mexico, Bolivia, South America, Central America. The Cubans are different from Mexicans. They're going to vote differently. Cubans tend to vote more Republican. They come into Miami. It's more conservative. Mexicans who come over in California tend to be a little bit more liberal than the Mexicans that are coming over and are Tex-Mex. So, it's a very complex thing, and I think Trump knows that. I think he knows how to divide. He's very good, as you say, at beating down and dividing.
Yeah, so he just assumes some people will just be okay with saying, you know, $60,000 to bury a Mexican.
The Cubans
a perfectly fine thing to say about someone that served our country and died in...
And that's a generalization. I don't think some Cubans that are conservative mind that.
Right.
Other Cubans would mind that. But by and large, he knows that. He's not going to lose the... He will not lose the Cuban vote in Miami by saying, I'm not going to pay $60,000 for a dead Mexican. That's not going to matter to certain people in the Latino community. And that's a shame. It should just matter if you're a human being, regardless of what culture.
Good night, America.
No, not...
Hit the lights on your way
out. Don't leave until Election Day.
What did I say? What happened?
No, it's just, it is. It's depressing that, you know, what we're going to find out the degree of racism and misogyny we have, you know.
I really believe, and I want your listeners to hear this, because we need, I know everybody's worried. Everybody's, oh my God, what's going to happen? I think Kamala, because of all the Republicans and all the crossover, all the independents, I think she's going to crush him electorally, and he's just going to try to cheat.
Yeah,
I think that's
I do
that's
too.
That's their whole game plan. The Democrats are ready for it.
That's why they're flooding. That's why they're flooding everything with the right-leaning polls, and they're already filing the lawsuits.
Preemptively.
Exactly.
Carlos, you brought up the Middle East, and here's the other thing. So this is Scott Jennings is the right-wing guy on CNN.
Oh, God.
But of course they're trying to use this issue to to divide and also to defend. Trump talking about, you know, Hitler doing good things. So here he is.
I would just humbly submit to Mr. Kelly that if he's worried about Hitler and he's worried about fascism, he ought to pick up the newspaper. There's thousands of Hitlers running around this country right now, running around college campuses, running around New York City, chasing Jewish people around, blocking their access on college campuses. If you're worried about Hitler and you're talking about Donald Trump, maybe open your eyes and take in what's happening on the American left in this country.
So those are the Hitler's I'm worried about.
Respectfully say that I don't even agree with many of the protests that are going on college campuses, but it's more than far. The line has been crossed. You are over there, and the line is behind you to compare college students who are protesting for Palestinian rights to Adolf Hitler.
Thank you. Oh, my God, just the false analogies. And, you know, I mean, it's... Okay.
The length of which they have to go to lie has been set by Trump. They're like, I got to keep up with this crazy guy. What can I say?
Right, right.
Absolutely. Anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy in Arizona, you're on with Carlos.
Hey, everybody. I suppose this is technically supporting the sport, but
uh-oh.
For years I've been telling people that that I have something in common with Arnold Palmer.
No.
Yeah.
And it took on a new all new meaning. We were both born on September 10th.
I see.
Okay.
All
right. So I thought it was a club chef.
Carlos,
a club chef. Joke.
Yeah.
I was born on September 10th.
You know who else was born on September 10th was Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
The big
left-hander from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The big unit. Yeah.
Yes.
The big unit. Killed
so
a dove.
Between that and what we now know about Arnold Palmer, my wife is looking at me like going, "What the hell happened to you?"
Oh.
So,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Is she making fun of your putter?
Two out of three ain't bad.
No. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Cue Meatloaf, right? I love you, I need you, but two out of three ain't bad.
Sure. I don't know what happened to Tracy. Uh-huh. You were mentioning a story, Chris, in Arizona, about, you know, this is how desperate a lot of the Republicans are getting, that Carrie Lake was trying to get Ruben Gallego's divorce records, you know. And so they, you know, obviously dug around and all that, and there was nothing.
There's nothing.
But, you know, she was trying to see if there was abuse or trying to make allegations. They're so desperate. And, you know, Arizonans really do it. They don't like that.
No, they hate that, as a matter of fact.
Larry Goldwater, speaking of Arizona, was, you know, keep the government out of people's private lives, out of their business.
Yeah. That being said, Carrie Lake is gaining a little bit on Ruben Gallego.
Ruben Gallego is going to win.
Okay.
Arizona, do the right thing.
Vamos a ganar Ruben Gallego. Yeah, you know, you have to address the what's class. Who is comporting conducting themselves with class, and it's not the Republicans.
You know who else they were saying? The other state, you know, speaking of independent kind of minded people,
right.
is Alaska, where Kamala is showing some surprising strength. Like, what's her name?
Yeah.
Lisa Murkowski just... endorse Mary Pertola, the Democrat, because you know they're a little more independent spirited, but this is
they don't like to be told what to do.
Right. That's actually, this is really interesting. So Harris 42-47, this was last week, 6% undecided. That's supposed to be a big red state. Ooh. Sarah Palin might be able to see a Kamala Harris presidency from her house. There are sparks of enthusiasm for Harris and her running mate here. Harris's candidacy sent a jolt of energy through the country. Alaska was no different. It was a recent story, Carlos. So I'm hearing, was it Christopher Boozy saying he thinks Florida and Texas,
North Carolina,
are going to go blue? I mean, I think all things are possible, but yeah. I don't think
I'm going to count on that, but right. It would be a nice bonus.
Right.
It would be a nice bonus. It'd be nice to know that before Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin comes in that she's got it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then, and that, boy, then they'll really cheat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Let's do one more. Chuck in Tucson, speaking of Arizona, you're on with Carlos.
Yeah, hello. I'm waiting for my son to pick me up to drop our ballots off. And I just want to say this to Chris. I empathize. I used to take my kids, we make it a pageant, and go get the sticker and all. But you know what, Chris? You can do the time warp. It is election day right now. You can go down there
and do it
just like it's election day.
Yeah. My body, my choice.
It's a pageant. Make it a pageant.
My body, my choice.
Drop dead gorgeous. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's dogs. Have not been the best dogs.
No, they
have moaning.
Not. They've been yapping.
They're very barky. Very, very barky. Somebody pooped inside because I closed the dog door because I didn't know what was going on outside and they were barking a lot.
Yeah, way to go.
Okay. Listen, you know what? I might have to withhold the Cod Krispies. Listen, I know that's cruel.
Don't do it.
You know, I'll cave in by afternoon. That's when Cod Krispie time is. By then, I'll have forgotten all about the barking through the entire show. Because their mom is, they're not like my children. They are my children. I feed them superfoods, period. What's kibble? Do you even know what kibble is?
No.
What is it?
It's ick.
It's burnt brown stuff that's been cooked on high heat. Dangerous byproducts.
No.
Meat meal. That's not real meat. It's fractionated, meaning there's all these different things that are just wheat. They make it sound like there's all these different ingredients. Your dogs need to eat. Look at how they want to be in the wild out there with whatever's happening in the backyard. They need to eat.
Javelina.
They're carnivores. They need meat. They're not. There's not javelinas in my backyard. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients, and then a bunch of superfoods, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is raw. It is freeze-dried. It is shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. They love, love, love the taste. 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Yeah, okay. Yeah. DrMartyPence.com/Miller. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes
Stephanie Miller.
Aw, all the dude bros are like, what? Eminem's for Kamala Harris. There he is with Obama.
What? Eminem was popular about 20 years ago.
I don't care.
Okay.
Welcome to the Kamala. So okay. Welcome to Kamalot. And here is President
Obama. If somebody tells you that this doesn't make a difference, having somebody competent, somebody who cares about you, who listens to ordinary people, who listens to people who are experts in these areas, if you hear somebody say it doesn't matter, it does matter. And at some point, it will make a difference to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Yep. He's a man electrifying out on the campaign trail. Eww, damn. Meanwhile, on the other side, could you take your organ out for me? Trump has a crazy, crazy, crazy pastor, Paula White.
Oh, yeah. Boy. She's stumping for him?
Yes, Paula White boasted that religious Trump supporters are bigger than the black, Hispanic, and union vote combined, and claimed this election is about the kingdom of God.
Oh, boy. Oh my God.
Why does God and Jesus have such bad PR?
I know.
When was the last time?
They got to work on that in heaven. Don't you have better representatives like John Fugelsang? Wouldn't you want to spotlight somebody like him?
When was the last time you saw Trump in a church?
Never.
Right.
So it's so ridiculous.
I love the pews. The pews are great. You know why? Because people kneel, and then I get up there, and they're kneeling for me. I love the pews.
The Bulwark writing that Trump is closing out his campaign by seemingly getting more unhinged, just when you thought that wasn't possible. They talked about his mocking Nikki Haley for losing her home state to him. by alienating the very demographic he needs to close out this election, Trump almost looks as if he wants to blow this, she writes. Trump's special sauce of ignorance and incoherence mixed with narcissism is getting freakier. His response to a Florida voter asking whether numerous natural disasters had caused him to reconsider his position on climate change was sheer lunacy. Trump at this point clearly believes he is winning the campaign and doesn't need to even pretend to be interested in striking a more moderate tone. You know, we were talking about these right-wing polls, Carlos. Maybe it's good if they're just pumping his ego by telling him he's winning. Like, I don't even know what to say about this last week. I mean, these news cycles are insane, from Arnold Palmer's to calling, you know, Kamala Harris a vice president, lazy as hell. He likes Hitler. I'm just like, you know.
And the people he's bringing on board, he's like, Kennedy on board, Musk on board. Oh, give me that, what's her name, Misty Scabbard? What is it? Poobie, Tulsi, give me that Tulsi Scabbard woman. Put her on stage. He's just grabbing anybody.
Right.
That is a sheer sign of how desperate he is.
And by the way, that's like supposed to be some sign of this big bipartisan outpouring. So, you know, on cue, she says she's a Republican. It's like
she's the Neil Lieberman in drag. She's never been a Democrat.
Right. Bjorn in West Hollywood is happy clappy.
All right.
And I'm all about that.
All right.
You're on with Carlos. Hi, Bjorn.
Hi, everybody. Hola, Carlos. ¿Qué tal, Chubo? It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. Gracias. And listen, I'm feeling more optimistic than ever. I've been very worried about this, like all of us. I have a conservative friend with whom I've had an ongoing debate since the 70s, and I'm feeling much better about it. Though I'm not worried about the vote. I am worried about the count. But my conservative buddy said to me the other day, well, I think we're screwed whichever way it goes, which is the closest he can get to saying that he's not pro-Trump anymore and that he thinks that Harris is definitely going to win.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carlos, we made that point yesterday that obviously, you know, there's Kamala Harris with 100 Republicans out campaigning, prominent Republican. Who do you know anybody? I mean, have you seen any polling showing Biden voters from 2020 surging toward Trump? Nobody.
No, I don't think it's gone the other way for sure. You know, there might be again, this was Netanyahu's play, which was to divide Michigan to win Michigan. Right. There might be a few people saying, yeah, I'm going to do the Jill Stein thing again. But I don't think that's increased. That's as close as you've gotten to people defecting the blue party, going the other way. But that's maybe three.
Here's another sign. Somebody was was talking to us about Cliff Schechter, I think, just about their turnout stuff. They're leaving it to these Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk. And this story today, allegations of fraud are getting more serious at America PAC, the organization funded by Elon Musk that's running a large part of Trump's voter canvassing operation in battlegrounds. A bootleg how to spoof video made by America PAC canvasser in Nevada shows the apparent ease with which locations can be changed to fake door knocks, calling into question how many Trump voters have actually been reached by the field operation. The leaked video, apparently sent out to a few hundred canvassers, explains how to fake it. I mean,
scamming old people.
Yeah.
Scamming old people for votes. Charlie Kirk. God, if I was him, I was like, can I hang around with Matt Gaetz? Make my head look small.
By the way, yes, this story. CNN did a deep dive into Republican-aligned groups that have been especially exploitative of elderly voters. Ultimately, some of these elderly vulnerable customers have unwittingly given away six-figure sums, most often to Republican candidates, making them among the largest grassroots political donors. And this one heartbreaking 80-year-old Texas voter has dementia.
Yeah.
And over the span of 2 years, he gave away nearly $500,000 to Trump and other candidates. Now the savings account he spent his whole life building is practically empty.
Yeah. You say it's going to help the puppies? Okay.
Oh.
I mean, I just please let this grift be up. I mean, because
it's going to be up. I think people like you said, 100 Republicans and more joining every day, prominent people on stage. It's so funny, like, you liberals in Hollywood. Yeah, General Kelly and Liz Cheney are liberals from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right. It's over.
Yep.
It's over.
Yep. All right, Carlos. Yay! He's happy clappy.
Yay!
We love
happy
that.
Clappy.
How can we further support you?
Oh, this weekend I'll be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, with my daughter Riley Alice Rocky from Star Trek Prodigy, the voice of Rock Talk, at the Chattanooga Comic Con Saturday and Sunday.
Sweet.
All right. Fantastic. We love you, Carlos. See you next week.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.